Sunday, May 14th, the president called before I went to church this morning. Was concerned about the Moscow speech and who's writing it. Made the point that he won't have any time to work on it. And that he needs to know when it's going to be done, needs a good tight draft and so on. He also got into the propaganda war problem, feels that we need some reaction of South Vietnamese, that their morale is way up and the North Vietnamese morale down. We should leak out a CIA report or something and build some psychological warfare here and turn around the impression that's going now. He wants to get the CIA going on propaganda. He's decided on the pre-trip planning to do the bipartisan leaders Friday afternoon and then a press reception a little later. He also felt he probably needed a meeting with the official party, but called later today to say that he thought he agreed with my idea that he could do that in Salzburg. On the press deal, he doesn't want questions and he doesn't want wives. He'll give a little talk and then some informal chit-chat. Kissinger's come up with a need for John Andrews to do the speech, so we have to add him to the traveling group. On the Connolly departure, the president says he wants to see Connolly alone first on Monday, then Schultz alone. He's concerned about how to handle Burns, but decided I should notify him, or Ehrlichman should. He wants Connolly to make some calls to people like Billy Graham. End of May 14th.